real. Because 2 years ago, everything was rubbish. I was watching YouTube services occasionally from Mum and Dad's place in their garden. And if you had said to me at that moment, in 2 years' time, you'll be training to be a local preacher, I would have laughed. And laughed for a long, long time. So isn't it weird what can happen? It's definitely the Holy Spirit at work. As a child, I was taught about God and Jesus at primary school by two very special teachers in particular. They showed us a sacred, beautiful view of the world and God's creation. And one of them spent a few weeks in Thursday morning assemblies teaching us the Lord's Prayer. And it was the proper version, you know, give us this day. He taught us the Lord's Prayer one section at a time, explaining its meaning week by week, until we put it all together in a song when we had learnt the whole thing. It was a great one for teaching us hymns. Actually, they both were. I went to a relative's funeral soon after that and was pleased that I could join in and take part in the service, thanks to my teacher teaching us the Lord's Prayer. As I got older, during my secondary school years, I became an unhappy, angry atheist. Life was hard then, and if there was a God, I felt he had abandoned me. And this was particularly difficult because I was also at boarding school, and you can feel very abandoned in those places as well. If there wasn't a God who abandoned me, that's hurt less somehow. Teachers who could often be unkind were telling us about God and Christianity, and as far as I was concerned, if their behaviour was anything to go by, I wasn't interested in their brand of religion, which seemed devoid of warmth, love, and compassion. When I was 17, I went to an evening of gospel music at a local church, entirely to enjoy the music and the harmony and escape from the boarding school I hated so much for a few hours. Definitely not through any desire for religious experience. No, that wasn't for me. But that concert changed my life. There was so much love in the hall that night. I suddenly realised that there definitely is a God, and he is with me. He always was. I could feel his presence and love, and it was like coming home after being away from a loved one for many years. I cried my way through most of that concert, because it was such a relief to know I was loved and held, but I was also grieving over all the years I had felt so alone. I started going to church soon after that, being baptized and confirmed when I was 18, and have attended various churches ever since. I moved to the Methodist Church in 2019, and did a reading for the carol service. As time went on, I volunteered to do intercessions, which I had done at a previous church many years before. I now do them regularly at Ealing Green, as well as Bible readings. I also recorded many hymns for online services while we were in lockdown. And other people did one I should preach, which was quite surprising. I've heard some of my text, but just a moment, I think it might have been as surprising, almost, as Pentecost was in today's reading. I thought I should preach, and then I went, huh? Me? Okay. I spoke to Sue and Rachel over the next few months, and the call never went away. The upshot of our conversations was that I decided to begin training to be a Methodist local preacher. In order to do this, I had to become a member of the Methodist Church, and also a uni degree. You get URC for free. Congregations for